Happy Saturday, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. We had a whirlwind of events going on around here last week, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. Well, we've got stuff going on throughout the entire summer here in our county. If anybody ever tells you there's nothing to do in Columbus County, it's because they're just not paying any attention. Now, remember, you can be sure to visit our church news tab to find out about all the Vacation Bible School programs that are going on throughout our area. If you'd like to add your church to it, make sure you shoot us an email. We'll be happy to get the information out there for you. Going on today, however, is Fit Fest at Lake Waccamaw. It starts at 7:30 a.m. at State Park. You can ruck, run, or walk around the lake. Saturday afternoon classes will be going on at CrossFit. At 10 a.m., there's the fitness for the aging adult will begin, followed by CrossFit for beginners at noon and CrossFit for kids at 2 p.m. Saturday from 5 to 9, everything will move to Elizabeth Brinkley Park, where there'll be music, food, games, vendors, and fellowship. And the Glow Run 5K or 1 mile starts at 8 p.m. If you're interested in participating, you can register at crossfitlw.org. A fundraiser for St. Jude's is also going on today. It's put on by some buddies of mine from right around the corner in Hallsboro. From 12:30 until 4:30, the Princesses of Southern Carolina will be selling lemonade to raise money for the wonderful Children's Hospital. Cups are $2 each. All proceeds go to St. Jude's. The ladies will be set up at Pearson Company. That's located at 4229 Sam Potts Highway in downtown Hallsboro. The 4th Annual Monarch Meetup is today from 10:30 until 1:30 at Penn's Grill and Whitewall. The celebration of the mighty monarch butterfly will include fun activities, hands-on crafts, and a flutter of community spirit. Sorry, we couldn't resist the pun. Native plant seeds will also be available while supplies last. Okay, take a breath. We've still got other stuff going on, and we'll be right back in just a moment with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with more of the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. Congratulations are in order for Ella Jones and Luke Pate. Jones is one of the Columbus County recipients of the Trooper Kevin Connor Young Entrepreneur Award, and Pate is the Trooper Kevin Connor Spirit of Community and Leadership Scholarship winner from Bladen County. Graduation times and dates have been set for local high schools in Columbus County. The Columbus Career and College Academy had commencement last night. East Columbus seniors will walk on June 7th at 3 p.m. South Columbus will hand out diplomas on June 7th at 10 a.m. And West Columbus will announce their class of 2025 on June 6th at 6 p.m. Remember, if you cannot attend your senior's graduation ceremony, you can always watch the live stream on the Columbus County Schools Facebook page. Area high schools are also singing the praises of their Poets Laureate. A ceremony installing the Young Poets will be held on May 30th at 6 p.m. at the Columbus County Arts Council in downtown Wyville. Anthony McGee of the Columbus Career and College Academy, McKenna Ware Rudnick of East Columbus, Landon Norris of South Columbus, and Cynthia Ward of West Columbus will be honored at the event. It's not too late to get your tickets for the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree to benefit Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center. Cost of $75 a person, $100 for two tickets, or $500 for a table of eight. Silent auction sponsorships are still available, and you can also just sponsor a table if you can't attend. The gala will be held on May 30th at 5:30 p.m. at Vineland Station Depot in Whiteville. For more information about the event or to purchase tickets, call 910-646-3083. The Taber City Police Department has a new face in the ranks. Officer Brianna Hara was sworn in last week as the newest team member. Hara is from Bladenboro and graduated from BLET this month. She is also a small business owner and the mom to a son. Williamson's Crossroads Baptist Church and Lower Gate Fear Life Care are collecting donations for the Angel House Hospice Care Center's Family Kitchen in Whitehall. Items needed include bottled water, canned sodas, individual cups of chips, Little Debbie cakes, individually wrapped cookies, paper towels, napkins, foam plates, solo cups, plastic utensils, and more. Donations can be dropped off at the church by May 25th or at the center anytime, or contact Karen Fowler at 910-840-1258. We have a full list about this in the good news at columbuscountynews.com. The church is located at 4286 Princess Anne Road in Chavern. The hospice center's address is 206 Warrior Trail in Whiteville. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Science in Whiteville will be hosting Movies on Madison again this summer. On May 30th, children and their families are invited to bring a chair or a blanket and sprawl out on the lawn to watch Disney's live-action version of The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid is rated PG, runs 135 minutes. Now, that's a family-friendly event, so no pets, no coolers, no alcohol or smoking is permitted. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at Madison and Columbus Streets in downtown Whiteville. Columbus County Sheriff's Office Protective Services will be having a free rabies clinic for pets on Saturday, May 31st from 8 a.m. until noon. That's going to be at 819 Farmers Union Road. The clinic is completely free and open to the public. Dogs and cats are welcome and get their one-year rabies vaccination. And folks, we have got so much going on in our community. Just go on in and check out the good news as well as the church news at columbuscountynews.com. Now, we always have room for all of your good events. Little kids with big fish, birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations, parties, retirements, new babies being born, just a neighbor being a good Samaritan, anything that makes you smile, there's room for it in the good news. Email thegoodnews at columbuscountynews.com or Crystal Faircloth at columbuscountynews.com. You can call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors. If the blinds are open, we're open for business, and we never charge you a dime to share your good news. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.